Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's report on understanding net energy pricing as another subsidy of the rich by the poor. At the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, during the second day of the organizing conference, we witnessed a fascinating argument disguised as a debate in the question and answer section between a number of environmental advocates and a hedge fund manager over the competing values of social justice and solar power and net pricing, primarily as it is practiced in California. The hedge funder was arguing the case of social injustice, calling net utility pricing a direct intra-rate payer subsidy by the poor and regular customers, particularly tenants of the rich upper-income investors in solar power who owned the buildings and were landlords. The environmentalists were querulous advocates of the need for renewable energy investment by any means necessary. Jonathan Barrett is the managing director of the hedge and equity fund called Luminous Management, which specializes in the understanding and investing in the power and energy markets. He originally is a South African who has bounced around several merger and acquisition jobs on Wall Street. He's on the board of a nonprofit called Hedge Funds Care for Children and the Harlem Charter School. From his remarks, he's politically and ideologically conservative, believing, for example, that all government investments are bad, that regulations are evil, using as his example the telecom industry versus the internet, ignoring the government investment there, and that the Republican Congress may get the budget under control at another point. Suffice it to say, he is a most unlikely advocate for social justice for the poor. But there you have it, which also explains how complicated the issue of net pricing is, and against all odds, how compelling his case was, despite his serving as its knight and unlikely champion. Net pricing, particularly as practiced in California, requires that all excess power generated by a consumer-based supply like rooftop solar rolls the meter back towards zero, and when there is a surplus that has to be purchased back at retail rates, it has to be done so by the utility company. He argues that net pricing has to disappear, and others in the finance industry agree with him because it's financially unsustainable. The utility is having to eat its own cost of transmission, sunk generation cost, and has to guarantee that it will provide the same customer with electricity at peak usage periods and pay the price to do so, which means that it loses money on the net pricing transaction to that particular consumer. Where Barrett wins the point is that there is no governmental subsidy, but a subsidy approved by the regulators from other ratepayers that are underwriting the initial investment of the landlord or homeowner, who are quickly getting back much of their investment and being paid an unrealistically high price, which the public, investor-owned utility, has to then pass on to the poorer consumer, making it a highly regressive tax of sorts. Environmentalists tried to counter his argument by trying to maintain that other industries like oil were subsidized, or the renewables like wind and solar were new industries and deserved subsidies, but their points were glancing and easily batted away by Barrett. Wind, he argued, was an old industry. Oil, he easily argued, was crony capitalism based on special interest pleadings, but it hardly mattered. It was all easy work for him, since the various environmentalists that appeared before the floor microphone had no direct argument that this was not an income transfer from the poor to the richer and therefore regressive. The other members of the panel, one from J.P. Morgan, another from a foundation, wisely kept their own counsel and slumped down towards the table as Barrett dispatched the arguments with some pique. There was a fair contest between the two Wall Street wheeler dealers on the issue of yield companies and how long they might last with an investment before they inevitably lost their shirt and the fact that regular Joes would be fools to invest based on yield, since only luck would keep all of them going to the cleaners. That argument was also fascinating if any of us had a couple of extra $100 million to throw into the game with these financial sharks. But net pricing was an education, since in a knee-jerk way, many of us might have just assumed it was a social and community good until we witnessed Barrett's performance. But now, in the words of Poe's Raven, can do so nevermore. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.